from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Three career farts in my 12 years on air.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's looking to be a lot like Christmas. Well, NBA free agency.
Christmas in July.
Yeah. Free agency starts next week, but things are percolating. There's no doubt about it. Klay Thompson, according to The Athletic, doesn't even have an offer in front of him. Doesn't even have an offer in front of him, according to Anthony Slater. Slater even went so far as to imply or suggest that the reality is that Klay's not the biggest priority for the Warriors. And that what the Warriors are kind of hoping, or have their fingers crossed for, Evan, is that Klay will go out, test free agency, won't see what he really wants, and then eventually maybe come back to the Warriors at a discounted number.
I think that's what the Warriors are hoping for, but if you're Klay Thompson, are you okay with basically swallowing your pride in doing that? I think that's why we're also hearing that he's pissed. Because I think they expect him to find out that the market is bare, that people are not lining up to sign a 35-year-old shooting guard who is coming off of not a great statistical season.
I think that's a reality that could happen. And maybe it's already happening, and those guys could... Klay and his agent can feel it. The other thing is, what would be wrong with the Warriors saying, hey, Klay, you see where we are right now in terms of our salary cap, and you could tell Klay, hey, look, we have to spend the early part of... The bottom line is, if they re-sign Klay first, they lose flexibility they'd have if they waited till the end. So, or they would at least be able to see a better set of numbers or whatever. So what I'm getting at is there any way the Warriors maybe have told Klay, look, we do want you back, but we can't do it at the start of free agency. We're going to go out and try to get Steph and you legitimate help, but we need you to just sit tight. Is Klay willing to just sit tight if somebody else wants him and is just offering him a number that he likes in a place he likes?
I mean, I don't think there's a place that he's going to like more than Golden State. But again, if he doesn't feel the like, the Warriors might not want a disgruntled Klay Thompson back anyways. Like, if he's really pissed at them and they basically haven't extended any sort of an olive branch to him, well, then do you really want that player back? It sounds like the Warriors have ideas of how they want to use Klay as a bench player. I think they want him back because obviously he's a big part of the franchise. The Bay Area loves Klay Thompson. But I think they have a very different idea of what the rest of Klay's career, if he stays in Golden State, is going to be than he does. I think Klay Thompson still wants to start. I think he still wants to prove that he is a great player in this league, that he can help teams win. And maybe he feels like there's a different place that he can feature that asset, that skill set more. So I think it's about respect. I think it's about fit. And right now, the Warriors are telling us and Klay Thompson, it sounds like, that there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's what's out there, and he's gotten a sense of that too. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm also interested in how Warrior fans have approached this offseason, whether they're optimistic and excited for the change that may come, or whether they're dreading it because they know that maybe this iteration of the dynasty is over if Klay leaves. Because that's, I think there's two things if Klay leaves in free agency. One is you lose Klay the basketball player, a hell of a shooter. Skills diminished a little bit, but still, when he's shooting the ball well, few shoot it better than him. But then also the psychological component of it's over. Like the big three, it's over. They're never going to play another game together again. They're never going to win another game together. So that's why, obviously, Klay to me is obviously more than just can we agree on a number. Let's go to TC. TC's in Sacramento. Hey, TC, how you doing?
Hey, Shiny Adam, what's going on? Hey, can y'all hear me clear?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's going on?
Oh, man, just out here. Hey, y'all know I'm a Kings fan, bro, but look, check it out. If I'm Klay, bro, I'm out of there. He's just tired of the madness, man. Hey, y'all know what's going on with Klay, but he's being disrespected, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know he got his money when he was injured, but, like, all the shenanigans, y'all gave Draymond his contract without a doubt. You get me? And that's how y'all should be treating Klay, just how we treated him. Gave him everything. Bro, this is all we can give you, dog. You're going to probably go get more money somewhere else, but we're not going to come to the table playing with you, trying to give you $7 million, $8 million. We didn't play with him, bro. We got this 4-year, 78, 17 and a half. This is all we can offer you, dog. If you're going to take it, we want you back. He took it. He didn't even look at nobody else, bro. Seriously, Klay, as Warrior fans, bro, pay that man. He's one of the core, bro, and stop playing with him. He might be tired of Draymond, dog, but at the same time, the organization is playing with him, too, trying to give him pennies and all. Like, give him his little 3-year contract, what he want, bro, and ride it out in the sun with that dude, man, because that's the core, dog. That's all I got.
Thanks, TC. Appreciate the call. Well, one of the things about the Monk contract, Evan, is Malik Monk, who came off the bench for the Kings, got 4 years and $78 million. And there's a comparison to be made with Klay there, if you want Klay to come off the bench. The only issue with that was actually the most that the Kings could offer him under the rules, under their situation, whatever it was. They maxed out to their extent Malik Monk, 4 years, $78 million. He could have said, let's not do that. I'm going out into free agency because I think I could get 90 for three or something like that. For whatever reason, Monk said, I will take that. I'll take 4 for $80 million. So does that or does that not impact Klay Thompson, Evan?
Probably, because I think there's a lot of people that at this point would consider Malik Monk a better player than Klay Thompson. And especially if you think Klay should be coming off the bench next season, then it kind of sets the top of the sixth man market, right? And it's less than $20 million. So Klay Thompson was offered $24 million per year last offseason. It also tells me that right now the going rate for Klay Thompson has come down. I mean, that was a big question we had all offseason, or all season, right? Had Clay improved his value? Is Clay worth more than 48? Is he worth more than 24 a year? It kind of feels like it's gone in the southern direction, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It feels like there's a tone being set by both parties that it's not just going to be a fait accompli. And again, I think we knew this was going to be a touchy one with Clay. I think we all saw this coming. And the one thing that I question when people say, well, the Warriors want Clay back, but that's the part that when I think of Clay Thompson, he's not going to want to hear. He's not going to want to hear the but. And the but is at their number or at a number that they've decided is fair. And if that number doesn't match up with Clay's, it seems like the message has been sent, yeah, then he's going to walk. Then he's going to walk. It feels right now like Clay would be prepared to leave the Warriors in free agency. That's what it's starting to sound like. What are you laughing at?
I just think it's funny. It's like thinking about a relationship. Like they're trying to set up a situationship with Clay. Like they don't want to lean all the way in, and they don't want to break it off completely. They're kind of just stuck in the middle. You know when Draymond Green signed his $400 million deal last offseason?
When?
I'm looking at the report right now. June 30th, 3:01 p.m. Free agency opens on June 30th at 3 p.m. 60 seconds after free agency opened last year, Draymond Green agreed to a deal with the Warriors. Is there any way in hell that happens with Klay Thompson this offseason?
Wow. That's a great question.
No chance. Zero chance. And if I'm Klay Thompson, I would be pissed about that. And it's not even about the 4 for 100. It might not even be about the number. It's we're a part of the big three. Like, we are the big three. It's Steph, it's me, or it's Clay, and it's Dre. Well, you're obviously taking care of Steph. That's no question. Understandable. You took care of Draymond a minute after free agency started. You're not even going to offer me a deal? You're not even going to put a single year contract on the table? Like, seriously.
Hey, listen, I'm with you on this one. And I think maybe that's something we're underestimating. And I didn't realize that was the timing of it. But you're right. I mean, you have what we've called the big three. And here's the other thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I get it. This is not about Draymond, but this is about Draymond Green in a way. Yes, the Warriors extending Draymond Green or re-signing him right after free agency is a message in and of itself, that was their biggest priority. And the part that kind of irks me a little bit, or would really irk me if I'm Clay, is Clay didn't have a player option. Clay, at the start of last year, in the offseason, Clay Thompson had one more year left in his deal. Draymond Green also had 1 year left in his deal. He opted out. He decided, I'm going to be a free agent. I'm going to test the market. And according to Draymond, he had a better offer. So the Warriors then appeased Draymond for 4 years right off the bat of free agency. I'm with you 100%. There's no way Klay Thompson is sitting where he's sitting thinking, yeah, I'll be patient. It's all good. It's all good. He can't, you know what? He can't afford to do that either. If somebody comes out of the block and gives Clay something that he likes, he's going to take it right away because he doesn't believe the Warriors will pony up the kind of money that he's going to end up possibly taking from another team.
And it doesn't sound like it's a situation of Clay Thompson receiving an offer from whoever and then presenting it to the Warriors as if you can match this.
Right.
It doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like if Clay has a deal that he wants, Like he's gone. And that's why I do think it's very possible. In fact, I'm leaning it's more probable that the big three are broken up this summer. And Clay, it's not looking at Draymond and counting his stacks, I don't think. And he wanted Draymond to get paid. I think they probably have a fine relationship. I don't know. It's not about Draymond from that standpoint. I think it's about how the Warriors treated Draymond and how the Warriors are treating Klay Thompson. They're telling you that they're different. I think Draymond is probably more of an impactful player when he's on the court than Klay. But Klay has every reason to believe that last season he was just as important or detrimental to what happened during the season.
Right.
Because while he was lesser of a player, he also played significantly more. He also didn't do anything that jeopardized the team off the court. Like, so as much as, yes, Klay is not the same player. He's not as good as he used to be, and he might be getting worse. But I just think it's as much as it is a what have you done for me lately league, it's also looking at the team and saying, man, like, you serious? You're going to treat me like this? I mean, the Warriors, like, if we could put the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO.
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors are in a situation where they can't or deem that they can't pay Klay Thompson because they've handed out bad contracts the last two off seasons. Like, if we're being honest. Jordan Poole was labeled arguably the worst contract in the league. They got off it in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Andrew Wiggins looks like he's a terrible deal right now because they can't get off him for less than beans. Draymond Green has got 3 years left. First year into a four-year deal, he gets suspended for 20-plus games. Like, none of those three deals look good right now.
No.
And that's why they're in a position where they can't just, on July 1st or June 30th at 3 p.m., say, here you go, Klay. Like, that's the reason.
I agree. May's in Florida. Hey, May, how you doing? You want to talk about the Warriors and Klay?
Hi. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good.
Good. I was listening to all the conversations from different individuals, and we're talking about Klay, and I'm a Warriors fan, and all the things you all were sharing about how Klay not accepting this and that, and then last year he really went through some, well, this season passed that he went through. He was mad at the media because they was asking him questions about the bench, and then Steve Kerr had to talk to him about his attitude and all this kind of stuff. And you're all right about Draymond and all that and stuff. And one mind, I was saying, just trade Draymond and Klay. And Steph wouldn't have to be worried about all this drama. And him not accepting his place where he needs to be is Klay's mentality. That's the thing that's challenging him, because I watched him on the bench. His body language and everything. He didn't want to really talk to none of the guys. You know, he was just off. And that really affects the team. It hurts the team, really. It really hurts the team respectfully in the locker room. You got to look at that. Then y'all was talking about bringing guys in like Markkanen and Chris Paul and all of that. We don't really know how the chemistry is going to be between those guys. Why not bring in guys that's maybe good as role players and not give up Kuminga and not give up TDJ and Brandon? You bring in older people and they've been hurt. You're going to hurt the Warriors even more because, like you all saying, this is a young league now. This is a young league. You need guys that are young and not almost 35, 36, 37, 38. You don't need that anymore because they're injured, and you need younger players. But Klay mentality is the problem, because when Klay did not get accepted, and remember the 75 player, Klay was pissed off by that. He was really totally tore up. He was tore up from that. He had an attitude. He was tore up. And Andre Iguodala, I had seen a clip. Andre had brought a shirt in for 77 players, and they was in the exercise room. Klay was messed up. His mentality, that's the thing. And if he don't go somewhere and he do good, he's going to be spiteful. He's going to say, well, okay, look at me. Y'all didn't want to take me on the Warriors. That's his mentality, and that's bad. That's how he thinks. And it's really sad. He's done well all those years and got all that money and whatever and thing, but it's talking about now he's been up and down, and it's a lot of stress. Steve Kerr, and about keeping him, he will have to make a decision. Do I want to start him, or do I want to come off the bench? It's going to be a mess then, too, but Steve's going to feel like he's favored to do Klay like because of the years he's been there, but if he's not producing, he needs to sit down on the bench and let somebody come in.
I think that's May, that's a point. It's a good point that May brings up. If, let's say, you bring Klay Thompson back, does he really come off the bench? Like, here's the one thing that I've maintained. You've got this big three, and okay, let's even say you can get Klay back here at a great number, $20 million over two. You know, let's say they re-put up that $48 million 2-year offer.
Yeah.
To me, with Klay, it's less about the money than it is, well, what's his role going to be? What do you really expect out of Klay? Okay, he'll be coming off the bench. Okay, he's still going to be playing 28 or 30 minutes, I think, a night. And so, no matter whether you are able to bring Klay Thompson back at, let's just go high end, let's go low end, high end. If you bring Klay back for 18 or 32, you still have the issue of his role and whether or not, you know, he's at the point now where if I say, oh, he's going to play 30 minutes a game next year, is he good enough? I hate to say it, but is he good enough to play 30 minutes a game on a team that you are trying to assemble real quickly to be a contender? I think that's going to be hard. By the same token, if he's not here, then you've got to replace something, shooting specifically.
I mean, I think either way, and proof is a little bit in the pudding, but I think Pods is their starting two next year. I think that's who they want to start alongside Steph. And the numbers would tell you that Klay Thompson was better coming off the bench last season. That's also a credit to him. You know, he leaned into that role and was willing to do what it took. I think they also asked him to come off the bench because he kind of proved, to your point, that he's not a 33 to 35 minute player per game anymore. I also don't think Draymond's a 33 to 35 minute player per game anymore. Steph Curry at age 36 might not be a 33 to 35 minute per game player anymore. And that's also part of it too. Like, these guys are going to have to readjust, and they're going to continue to readjust. And so the one thing that is, I guess, a little bit different than Curry and Green, is it did feel like Klay, and it has felt like Klay, is fighting Father Time more than those two guys. And I think that's part of why the role adjustment might be more of an issue for him, is because there's just a lot of the messaging and the tone that comes from him is, people don't think I can be what I was, or people don't think that I can be the previous player. And it's like, well, yes, but it's also because you're not. Like, and that's fine, but there are ways to evolve, and there are ways to kind of age more gracefully.
Right.
And I'm not sure that right now that Golden State is a place where Klay Thompson can just age gracefully.
Well, this from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Klay gone will free Kerr to coach more freely and have some joy again. Last season, Kerr was handcuffed trying to be loyal to Klay. Look, that I'll take the bigger picture there. That's very fair. In that text is, if Klay's on the team, we've seen how Kerr coaches and who always gets the first crack at things. Now, maybe it won't be starting, but we all know that Steve Kerr is loyal to the veterans, some think overly loyal. So if he's overly loyal to the veterans, or even loyal to the veterans, he's going to try to put Klay in a position to succeed. And that may come at a cost to some younger players.
It also might come at a cost to Klay. Like, what if Steve Kerr thinks that Klay's best position to succeed is as the sixth man?
Right.
That might not be what Klay thinks.
Right, and that might be something that Klay will know before he ever signs on the dotted line anywhere. He may know right now that if and when he re-signs with the Warriors, he's going to come off the bench. And so in his mind, he's thinking, okay, I'm going somewhere where I can be a starter and make more money than they're offering. Because if somebody wants to pay Klay to be a starter, he's got to make more than he's going to make here, because he's not a starter here.
I don't necessarily know that, though.
Like, no, and like, I don't know that he does either.
For example, right now, Steiny, with all the messaging and the tone from Golden State, if Klay Thompson was offered $20 million a year from the Orlando Magic, and he was offered $20 million a year from the Golden State Warriors, what does it feel like he would choose right now?
Both at 20?
Both at 20.
I say totally Orlando. Equal. It feels...
I agree.
...like he would go to Orlando, but that's what the feel I'm getting.
Because, and that's also, I think, an indication of his relationship right now with the Warriors.
It you know what? It does sound like if he got 20 for the, let's just say, the best he can do is 2 years, $40 million from Orlando. And then maybe even the Warriors would say, I'll tell you what, we'll throw you a bone. We'll give you 2 for $50 million. He still might be like, no, because I know how you really feel about me. Like, I think that's what's going on. I think somewhere deep inside, the Warriors, last year when Draymond Green was a free agent and the season ended, everybody came out of the woodwork saying, well, we can't be a championship team without Draymond. I think there is something to the fact that nobody's saying that about Klay. And there's no way that Klay isn't noticing how big a priority Draymond was last year and how low of a priority he feels this year.
And it sucks too, because I think Klay is, you know, he's kind of the first block to fall of the old guard, just also because of timing. Like, I think a lot of the decisions the Warriors are making this offseason are a result of them not making the playoffs. And that's not just because of Klay Thompson, but unfortunately, he's the one that's due. And he was also a reason why they didn't make the postseason. Playing game on line one.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. There's also another rat on the table that needs to be put down, if you will. And it does involve Steph Curry. It involves Steph Curry and maybe trying to be a little more realistic about what his future looks like. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. See, I got this photogenic memory.
Yeah.
It's photographic. I did that on purpose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.